This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To you today by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell and his team. Somebody just sent a note here saying, have you noticed that Mike Lindell is back advertising on Fox News Channel? I believe he's just broadcast, or he's just sponsoring shows that have not gone woke. So I think he's on Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, maybe Sean Hannity, too.
I've seen him during the day.
Have you now? All right.
There may be specific shows. I can't speak to whether it's only specific shows, but I have seen him during the day because we do leave a couple of different TVs up. We'll have Fox Business and Fox News and whatever else. But I have seen a few of those over the course of the day. I can't possibly tell you which shows, but...
Mike was on yesterday with us, and we'll... We'll ask this time it comes on, but
yeah.
They for a while were refusing his ads. And then he said, okay, if you don't take these ads, you're not going to get any ads. And maybe that Cold War has thawed out a little bit. Anyway, we've never even entertained the idea that someone who is speaking up for election integrity ought not be able to sell their products, which are great, on this program. That's for darn sure. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, has done an incredible job with great products, and now deep discounts on the mattress toppers, on the towels, and more. Buy one, get one free offer on Giza sheets. Everything they sell, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, too. And some hot deals now on the towels, too, like lowest price ever. FrankSpeech.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Senator Kevin Cramer is joining us today on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Daniel, you're going to call Senator Cramer, who's just landing in Bismarck, back from the swamp. So lots of topics to cover with him. Let's go to a few texts while we're waiting for Senator Cramer. I just got word that he literally is just beginning the initial descent into Bismarck as a moment ago. So they ended up leaving the Twin Cities about 20 minutes late. So we're going to get some more calls while we're waiting for Senator Cramer as well. Texter says, don't think for a minute that Mitch McConnell, John Thune, and other Republican elites weren't in on this as well. They wanted Trump out of office as bad as any Democrat. Going back to the conversation on the 6th of January. There's a great piece I'm just about to post about this. I mentioned this, I think, earlier today, maybe the other day, but in Primus is the Hillsdale College magazine. They have great speakers often at Hillsdale, and they take them and, I guess, adapt them from lectures given at Hillsdale into the magazine. And a fellow by the name of Roger Kimball of the New Criterion wrote a piece about how January 6th was an insurrection hoax, is what he said. It goes through a lot of the points on all of this about how the better way to deal with that was, and also all of the understandable frustration that I feel too, folks. I mean, you want to talk about a hoax? Look at the Russian collusion hoax. We got to go back all the way to 2015 when every resource of the federal government was mobilized to spy on the Trump campaign, to frame people close to Trump, to launch a full-throated criminal investigation of Trump. Before he even took office, they were using the Russian collusion hoax. And the Steele dossier. You know, spying on Carter Page. And all opposition dirt used from the Democratic National Committee paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign against Trump. So, What they threw at Donald Trump again and again and again, we should be frustrated. We should say, enough. Stop. Hard stop. Don't ever apologize for that at all. I get it. I'm 100% with you on that. Texter says, Scott, you're spot on. People need to see truth. You've got it. Hope they clue in. Thank you. Another texter says, in any contest, the team that doesn't play by the rules and does whatever necessary will always win. The team following the rules will be thwarted by the rules. We're losing our country to the left. And people like Scott are preaching following the rules. This is what got us to this point. The Republicans get run over constantly. Scott likes the moral high ground, but spewing all of Mitt Romney's talking points is not a recipe for beating back the left. There's not one thing I said today, not one thing I said today, that would be out of Mitt Romney's talking points.
I was going to say, that's a tall order there. I can't fathom that for a second.
Texter says, I hope you're carefully listening to Jim the Flagpole Guy telling you there's a breaking point, and for some, we are there. I'm at a breaking point. I just went through a reason why I'm at a breaking point, that Donald Trump was targeted before he was even president and thwarted at every turn by the government. That puts me at a breaking point. Question is, what do you do when you're at a breaking point? How do you fight? Define the fight. And there have been people who've called this program today who have suggested violence is how they fight. Violence is how Black Lives Matter fights. And they get by with it in the name of racial politics. They ought not to. And we ought not have different rules of engagement for anybody that breaks the law. But I'm going to define the fight as unifying behind a common purpose to say, no, we have a constitution. We have a rule book of laws. We're not going to succumb to becoming them. And if that makes me a sort of a, I guess, a lightweight or a wrong to a few of you, that's fine. Remember what Donald Trump suggested that people do when they march to the Capitol? Do you remember what he said? Peacefully, patriotically. Make our voices heard. He didn't incite a riot. He fired a crowd up. Nothing illegal about that. I'm with Donald Trump. Donald Trump isn't saying, grab your guns and go to the Capitol. Anyway, I started to tell you that this take on this whole January 6th insurrection host by this guy, Roger Kimball, is pretty good. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page so you can check that out as well. All right, what else we got for text here today? Let's just see here. Scott, your rant was needed for this morning. If some people can't accept what you said, let them go. All right. I'll take that as well. I'm listening to the program this morning, says another. I'm hearing a great deal of frustration, shock about the changes we're seeing, unrestrained fear. If we could all calm down and remember Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you to be courageous and do fear for the Lord your God, who is with you wherever you go? Things may not go as we wish. However, we can still walk in joy and peace and do what we can. Pray and be in the light of Christ and allow God to do the heavy lifting. Good job, Scott. You're a Joshua. I'm in the grain cart harvesting. Harvesting corn and texting. Can you do that? I think you can. It's your land, right? You can you can harvest corn and text.
Distracted harvesting.
Anytime. Inspirational words, though. Seriously, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Texter says, the Capitol Police made a bad situation worse by being way too lax at the very beginning. That's all I was trying to say. They allowed it to happen. That's why Ashley Babbitt died. There were good patriotic people who did just exactly what Donald Trump told them to do. But the second they broke the law, and the Capitol Police did nothing about it and made it worse, the made-for-TV script Nancy Pelosi hoped for played out. So would it not have been better to stay out of the Capitol? That's all I'm saying. And once some people, who I believe were bad actors, meant to, you know, light the match with the crowd, got just what they wanted, and the Capitol Police didn't do anything about it, the narrative was set. Another text that says there were pipe bombs supposedly found, so how can they say these people were not armed? Well, again, the pipe bomb thing, supposedly found, is a thing. I think they were planted, part of the narrative, and why in the world? Well, I know. I don't need to ask the question. You know why they were incidents that were not investigated fully. You got cameras catching people planting pipe bombs. Where are they? Who are they? It's how they play in Washington, D.C. Texter says, all the laws of God are wrapped up in this. We love one another as he loves us. All kinds of great comments today from our fine listeners. Senator Kevin Cramer,
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Since 1910, started as Bradshaw Gravel Supply, Strata has been a North Dakota-based, family-owned company for more than a century. The career opportunities waiting for you today are incredible. Go to stratacorporation.com, click on careers. 1910 it started. Today it continues. State-of-the-art facilities, great employees, and safety is number one. No matter the job, they're there when you need them. That's Strata solid.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On your mind, 20 past the hour. Lots of folks ready to escape the madness and celebrate Christmas on the annual What's on Your Mind trip to New York City at Christmas time. The lighting of the Christmas tree is so dang fun. Right there at Rockefeller Center, the Radio City Music Spectacular with the Rockettes and an actual Christmas tour. The Trump Tower. Central Park, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Ellis Island, Times Square, 9/11 Memorial and Museum Tour. My wife puts together this great trip. We've done it every year for better than a dozen years. Didn't do it last year for obvious reasons. Decided it was time to go back and continue a great tradition. We even do a little cruise out there on the iconic skyline of the Manhattan and the Hudson River. It's just so dang fun. We're going to go see the folks at Newsmax this year. The Broadway shows Ain't Too Proud, The Story of the Temptations, December 7th through December 11th. And the final day to register is coming up. So if you're hearing about it saying, I think I want to do this, now's the time. Email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Text us at 701-237-1590. And we'll hook you up with the folks from Group Travel Planners. They'll get you the full itinerary. Fly to Bismarck, fly to Fargo. Your choice on December 7th, and we come back on the 11th. And all the details. The prices range from, I guess it starts at $31.99 for double occupancy for the tour. And if you're single occupancy, if you pay by credit card, there's one price. Check by another price. There's a lot of different prices. It's just easier to get you in touch with our friends from Group Travel Planners. So just text me, 701-237-1590, or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, and all you need to do is put New York City in there. All right. Senator Cramer, hooked up, Daniel, literally moments ago on the ground in Bismarck. So we're linking up with him. And Daniel, you need to tell me when he's
probably
ready
trying to walk off the plane.
Everybody sit down. We can't land until we sit down.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. It sounds like he might be trying to call you on the VIP line, too. So you can, either way, just let me know when he's ready to go. Clinton Bismarck, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. I think it's sure sad that that our current narrative, we're following what the Democrats and the administration want us to talk about. Why are we talking about this so-called insurrection 9 months later? And COVID, for crying out loud, you guys mentioned Rush Limbaugh before. We've got 2.5 hours of the COVID kid in his place. It's just sickening. We should be talking about how they're breaking the American dollar. And something that I'd like for you to ask Senator Cramer, what's going on with the 30 by 30, where we're going to take 30% of all of our land and water out of production for the global warming hoax?
And that's in, if I'm not mistaken, the quote-unquote reconciliation bill, the most poorly named, absolute assault on the founding fathers in the name of a social agenda we've ever seen. I believe that 30 by 30 thing you're talking about is there, right?
Marty that called before, and his good friend Trent Luce, they're true patriots. And this same corrupt government got rid of our dairy farms. They got rid of our little farms with programs like CRP and dairy buyouts. Folded up our main street, put all of our kids in big city schools, took away small town work ethics, this 30 by 30 crap. It's things like that that these guys like Senator Cramer and Hovind, they can't just come home and give us happy talk. They need to fight and not just be part of the club. And I'd like to end with Newsmax on Wednesday evening, if you could go on the internet and watch, they were interviewing, can't think of the guy's program. He's on, he interviewed Lindsey Graham this week.
Was it Greg Kelly?
Rob Schmidt. He interviewed Lindsey Graham, and I think that's a wonderful interview to give you a little insight on who Lindsey Graham is. He was being questioned if he felt bad about his vote for Merrick Garland, and he didn't, and he was all laughy and jittery and thought the whole thing was funny. And
it's a good point, Clint. I mean, Merrick Garland has been exposed for anything but a moderate in this latest suggestion that somehow people who use the First Amendment and go to their school board and say, you're not doing it, you're not cutting it, and you work for us, There's a good topic. Breaking the federal dollar was another you suggested in 30 by 30, all of which we'll ask Senator Kramer about. All right. Daniel, how you doing? I'm glad you're good. How you doing on getting Senator Kramer in? Okay. All right.
You got to ask the right question or you're not going to get the right answer.
I didn't exactly ask the right question, did I? Yeah, I just... He answered the question I asked.
How
you doing? I'm doing good, yeah. Just wanted to check and see.
He answered your question.
Exactly. Nate is going to give us another question for Senator Kramer that we're going to have to ask once we get him on the line. Nate, what's your question for him?
Yeah, my question for Senator Kramer is, I'm hearing from some of my sources the explosives used to kill 13 American service members over in Afghanistan came from Bagram Air Force Base and was C4, actually, from Bagram. And I was wondering, seeing how the senator's on the Armed Services Committee, is there currently an investigation into that? And if not, why?
All right. Good question. And did we did you also hear something, Nate, about the intel that leads us back to some of the people responsible for that had been released from Bagram Air Force Base in a prison there? Have you heard that?
Well, that's what I heard in initial reports, that some of the ISIS payments that were allegedly held up there were part of it. But then, I don't know. You know, that's what I've been hearing, but it hasn't really been cooperated.
Got it. We'll ask about it momentarily here, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Scott.
All right. And I just got word again, Daniel, that Senator Kramer's waiting for your call. So if you want to give that a try, we'll... get to it here today on What's on Your Mind. Let me get to a few more texts here. Civil disobedience becomes the sacred duty when the state becomes lawless or corrupt. That came from Gandhi, according to one listener. One has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws, said Martin Luther King Jr. Now, I think both the MLK example and the other would tell us, to me, civil disobedience is different than violence. But maybe that's what they're suggesting. Thanks for the text. Thanks for the questions or comments. We do have connection with Senator Kevin Kramer. Hello, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad that you're back safe and sound on North Dakota soil. That's going to be a refreshing change from the last couple of days, I mentioned.
It sure is. It sure is.
All right, folks. So get ready to ask Senator Kramer anything and everything on your mind today in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're going to go to a break here, and we're going to start fresh when we come back at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind today. As we continue on the program, brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty on everything, and the best prices ever at frankspeech.com and mypillow.com. Promo code SCOTT or call 800-506-9028. The Talk Radio Town Hall, next.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. HATandSons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Thursday approved legislation to temporarily raise the federal government's $28.4 trillion debt limit and hopefully avoid default later this month. The partisan 50-48 vote will pile on nearly a half a trillion dollars to the debt if the bill passes Democrat-controlled House on Tuesday. The U.S. Navy says some members of the nuclear-powered USS Connecticut's crew suffered minor injuries in a collision announced Thursday. Not many details were released, but a dozen or so sailors were injured from the sudden jolt in the vast Indo-Pacific region.
The Seawolf class is a fast attack submarine with 140 crew, including 14 officers. They are quiet, fast, well-armed, and equipped with advanced sensors. Thursday night football was an NFC West showdown. The Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17. The game was played in Seattle, Washington. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
How about $500 today at PetroServe USA, the game day giveaway? They'll draw tomorrow for homecoming for the NDSU Bison at a PetroServe USA near you. So there's a box when you go in, register, put your name in there, and then they draw two lucky winners for $500 gift card. So how about that? Game day Bison giveaway at a PetroServe USA near you, happening this weekend for homecoming. At PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And don't forget the lowest price fuel as well. Great car washes and great energy, too. The largest supplier of home heating, commercial and ag fuel, and propane and lubricating oil. They're doing it all, helping America feel better. PetroServe USA. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. Calls, questions, and comments, welcome on the program today at 258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590. A couple of questions that came in before the break. One asked, how do you kill the 30-by-30 land grab? What is the 30-by-30, first, Senator Cramer?
First of all, I think it was an executive order, but it was an executive action anyway that the president put out. And I believe it's also part of this big package, the big government socialist package that they're trying to pass. It. They call it $3.5 trillion. It's probably more like $5 trillion, but it's embedded with a whole bunch of bad policies. And so we're doing everything we can to kill it. We just keep pushing back on it. We've also, in addition to trying to kill this piece of legislation, I've actually been quite engaged with, you know, things like the Department of Interior, EPA. I've had both the EPA administrator and out to North Dakota, as well as the head of Fish and Wildlife Service, to talk about the various components, that is to say the various ways they can get to 30% by 30%, you know, federal land. And frankly, just try to get them to roll back some farmland and, you know, give some property rights back to people that have been stolen over the years by the federal government or coerced by the federal government. It's just, it's a constant, Scott. You just have to constantly be on defense. We did get a lot of that sort of thing at least started getting rolled back under the previous administration, under the Trump administration. Didn't get nearly as much done as I wish we could have and should have been able to. But, it's ongoing. And even if we defeat it, you know, this year or next year, it'll always come after us. Even if we, you know, win all the elections for the next couple of years, the next time the socialists get in charge, they're going to always try to take more private land, make it public land, make it federal land. You restrict its use. There's various ways through easements, through ownership. You already, as you probably heard, I think it's today that the president announced, or maybe it was yesterday, you know, going back to Utah and reinstating a couple million acres of land under a federal monument clause, which is way, way over, in my belief anyway, way beyond his constitutional rights. But Barack Obama did it, and Donald Trump rolled them back, and with the help of Ryan Zinke, and now now Joe Biden's going to give them back to the federal government. It's not even so much federal government as the actual use of it, the restrictions on something that's a, quote, monument versus, say, even federal lands, or which have multiple use, or wild and scenic, which is another category that further restricts multiple uses on federal lands. So it's a major fight, and it's one we have to win.
So is this the fight over the 3. whatever trillion or whatever number it's going to end up being? It's in the actual reconciliation bill. So this goes to our narrative. Let's just stop talking about how many trillion it is, because they're lying about how many trillion it is anyway, and let's deal with what's in it.
That's right. That's right. I mean, the trillions matter. Don't get me wrong. It's not that they don't matter, but it's permanent changes. But it's more than just that, though, because they'll still pick away at it. Whether they pass this or not, they'll be doing things like, you know, making it harder for farmers to do what they want on their own land. Like I said, the 2 million acres or so rolling back in Utah, putting back into a monument. Can you imagine a 2 million acre monument? I'm pretty sure when the antiquities clause or authority of the president to create, you know, to call a monument had nothing to do with millions of acres of land. It had to do with specific historic locations, not entire mountain ranges.
All right, a couple other things here, and I want to get some calls. These are came in before the break, so I promised I'd ask about that. A caller said there are reports that the explosives used in the attack that killed 13 of our military members at the Kabul airport came from Bagram. Do you know that to be true?
I don't know that to be true. I heard the call, actually. I was on hold listening to that call, and I'm going to look into it. I will look into it. It's entirely possible, but I don't know it to be factual. I think you followed up with a further point about, prisoners that had been released. Were they part of that? And I don't know, again, the specific details of that, but we do know that there was a prisoner released as part of, the original deal, if you will, the negotiation going back to the Trump administration. And we do know that some people that have been released, as part of this deal with the Taliban, actually are now, they're terrorists that were imprisoned for a reason. They're terrorists, and they're now helping run the country. That's how bad this botched up deal was. Remember, President Trump had a conditions based negotiation and withdrawal, and Joe Biden threw all that out the window, threw all the conditions out the window, and just basically gave the country over to the Taliban. And I don't have to go through the details of how botched the withdrawal was. I did a floor speech on it earlier this week, about 6 minutes, outlining several of the obvious problems with it.
Texter says, Senator Cramer, we're told the largest holder of U.S. debt is the Federal Reserve. How can we default on money we owe ourselves?
Yeah,
How about stop spending, service the foreign-owned debt, and make the Fed wait?
Yeah, so that's a really... That's a great point and a great question. It also gets to why are we so, I don't want to downplay this too much, Scott, but why are we so afraid of the debt ceiling fight, which we are just in the middle of, as you know, and just we had a reprieve based on the vote last night, and I don't necessarily need to, but I'm happy to go into all the details of that. But it's a great point, because I think it was Warren Buffett who once said in the context of a debt ceiling, quote, crisis, that was penned at one point, said, for crying out loud, we print our own money. You know, we print the dollar. And but the point being made by the texter or the emailer that how about we just stay within our means, this is why over this last week, when I was asked, constantly by dozens and dozens of reporters, how we can be so irresponsible as Republicans to take us to the brink of possible default or hitting the debt ceiling, I always said, I don't fear hitting the debt ceiling the way everyone else does. I fear socialism way more than I do that. And you know what happens, Scott, when you hit the debt ceiling? I think people have been led to believe that somehow that we just no longer have any money. We have record revenues coming into the federal government right now. Record revenues. So in other words, we've got lots of money. We just don't have as much as the federal budget is requiring. And again, I don't want to oversimplify it, but here's what would happen if you hit the debt ceiling. You could only spend the money that's coming in. In other words, you do what every other family in America does. You prioritize spending. And I love the point that this is a very savvy person, whoever this is, that sent you this text. Let's service our foreign debt, put the Federal Reserve on hold. I mean, my gosh, the Federal Reserve has been throwing money into our economy like gangbusters in the last several months, as we know, which is part of why, in addition to spending, it's part of why we have runaway. We've been flooding with demand and shorting supply. And I don't want to oversimplify, Scott, but I also don't like to complicate what are relatively simple things. So great text and great point.
Do I hear you saying you don't hear the debt ceiling? You don't fear hitting the debt ceiling because it would take record revenues that we have pouring in and give us some spending discipline. We just spend less.
So somebody, one of the other questions is along with that, and you were, Scott, and by the way, earlier this week, or was it last week? I cannot keep track. When we had Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve and the Secretary, of course, of Treasury, in front of the Banking Committee, we were trying to get answers from them about what would be the top priorities if we hit the debt ceiling. What would you spend money on first, Secretary Yellen? And they refused to tell you what it would be. Markets sort of presume things like servicing foreign debt, funding the military. Obviously, we have Social Security Trust Fund, you know, that would fund Social Security as long as we could. But they refused to state those things. And I think it's really important that we have that priority list spelled out, Scott, because I think that would help calm markets. I think it would provide some clarity and certainty. I've also been asked a lot lately, why do we have a debt ceiling? Why don't we just suspend it, you know, indefinitely? Because we are always going to raise it anyway. And I'm just telling you, it's really important we keep having this debt ceiling on a periodic basis so that we have this very discussion. Until such time, somebody asked yesterday, what would you want to trade this for? And I said, I'll take a balanced budget amendment and take the debt ceiling off the table. If we could have a balanced budget amendment, because we have to have some sort of institutional discipline that forces this conversation on a more regular basis.
Trent in Douglas, North Dakota. Go ahead for Senator Kevin Cramer. Trent.
Yep. Hello there. I was just calling because I got a letter just yesterday from the president of the bank I deal with. It's BNC. Mm-hmm. You've probably heard of it.
I have, yeah.
Then, anyhow, this, I'll just read it. It's short. I'll be as quick as I can here,
sure,
because I know
you're
pressing
for
time. It's, because we care about you, your finances, and your account information within our community bank, we want to let you know a concerning proposal taking shape in Washington. If passed, the proposal would require all financial institutions to report the inflows and outflows on personal and business accounts to the IRS each year. If you want to make your voice heard by policymakers or learn more about this proposal, visit banklocally.org. We value your business and privacy and want to make sure you have all the information you need regarding your finances and your money. Please let us know if you have any questions. And that's from President Daniel Collins.
Yep. Good for BNC for sending that letter to you, and I hope every community bank and every other bank in America is doing the same thing to alert people to this. This is also, Scott, part of the multi-trillion-dollar socialist takeover bill that the Democrats are trying to push through, and that we're at the tip of the spear, hand-to-hand combat with the Democrats right now over this whole thing. Imagine this, weaponizing not just the IRS, but your local bank. That means if Trent wants to buy a cow or a couch, to quote Cynthia Lummis from Wyoming, the IRS wants to know about it because they're certain that Trent's cheating them out of money that he must owe them that he's not paying. And this is just one more way to get at your money.
Trent, thanks for calling. More with Senator Cramer when we come back. Big question, what should Trent and others do about this? Hey, big news. President Trump is having a rally in Iowa Saturday evening. Only one major cable news channel is covering it live. Any guesses? Yep, that's Newsmax. This is why I watch Newsmax all the time. It's great. Newsmax pre-rally show begins at 4 Central, lead up to the Trump speech, so you can watch it. Trump live on Newsmax this Saturday. Now remember, Newsmax is on all major cable systems except for Midco, which refuses to carry Newsmax on its basic package. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels like CNN and MSNBC, but won't carry Newsmax.
And Midco viewers just missed Newsmax recent special with Christy Nolan at the Reagan Ranch. So if you're a Midco customer, remember, they carry dozens of channels with less viewership than Newsmax. Switch your cable and broadband service to one that does carry Newsmax on their basic package. Also on Newsmax this weekend, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Dick Morris, Diamond and Silk, and more. Newsmax, a trusted source. And watch Trump live this weekend on Newsmax.
PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, two for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month. It's back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, two for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. PetroServe USA.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Hurry before they're gone because, yeah, they're in demand. What can I say? They're great deals on some service loaners, some Encore GXs that they had going out as loaners when people had their vehicle serviced. And if you're thinking, I don't really want a Buick or a GMC, there's lots more. If you shop, click, drive, you can find a whole bunch of different stuff, most with that lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Before you were on today, we spent a lot of time talking with listeners about just the level of frustration and misinformation out there on all fronts. And, you know, some people are literally at their wit's end about this. What do you suggest? I mean, the caller from the, you know, the Douglas talking about the IRS letter and warning and what the IRS is planning is a great example. It's just every day, Merrick Garland, the moderate, you know, supposedly in the Obama administration suggestion for the Supreme Court, now the FBI targeting literally soccer moms who've had enough of what school boards are doing in the way of education.
Yeah,
every day we're on a new battle, one thing to the next. The frustration level is off the charts, and My curiosity is what you would suggest listeners do, what you'd suggest your constituents do.
So that it's an important point because one thing that is happening, Scott, first of all, anybody that's listening to this show is already pretty well self-informed. I mean, they're pretty resourceful, and there are a lot of resources, but there are some resources better than other resources. So the news that's coming at us every day is like troubling enough. The confusion that's created by sort of the avalanche is a frustration because just to this point of what's in the reconciliation bill, as they call it, versus other bills like the infrastructure bill. Although I will say the confusion that existed a few weeks ago seems to be getting clarified because savvy people, which most American voters are seeking information. So I would say, if you have specific questions, I really encourage people to call our office. And that's not to say you're gonna like every answer, but we do track things fairly carefully, particularly in this big bill because it's 2,700 pages. It's been around long enough now that people are reading it. And by the way, Scott, this is why extending this debate out a little longer and keeping the fight going, protecting people like Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Biden or Joe Manchin, for example, so that they don't break, trying to provide some cover for them. Some people look at that and say, oh, gosh, what are they doing with those Democrats? Well, 50-50 Senate, everyone counts. Because the longer this bill, for example, the big bill, the big government socialist takeover bill hangs around, the stinkier it gets. You know, garbage does not smell better the longer it sits around. And so as we roll out these things, find out these things, like the $600 transaction that your banker is going to be required to turn into the IRS. So they turn every banker in America into an IRS agent, plus they want another 80,000 IRS agents, because once again, they're certain that the taxpayers aren't sending enough of what they owe in. But feel free to call our office and we'll try to answer those questions, get you resources. There are other resources that sort of track these things. And again, we're always looking out for them. We're happy to share public resources with people if they can get them or subscription resources if they can get them. But I just appreciate that people want to know the facts, and it's hard to keep up with the facts when the bad news is coming at you like an avalanche. It's really literally every day.
A texter from earlier had asked me to ask you the question about basically frustrated that we're focusing on all kinds of things that don't matter. We ought to focus on things that do matter. One is the attempt to break the federal dollar. Do you think that's something we ought to be worried about?
I think you should always be concerned about it, but this is one where you could talk to a good, obviously good, smart, logical conservative who might think that, you know, the dollar ought to have some competition. This is where cryptocurrency comes in and becomes a factor. And that's one threat. And then you think about what's China doing? Is China, you know, how are they regulating the cryptocurrencies could they be trying to manipulate for that to become the new dollar or the yen become the new dollar or whatever? I mean, we have to be aware of it. It's very wonky, obviously, and I'm frankly getting in over my head already on it. I think there's always needs to be some concern, including, by the way, American spending and the printing of the dollar and the dovishness with which the Federal Reserve treats the dollar. It's we used to be able to trust all of that, but we also have taken for granted that we're always going to be protected, and that's not necessarily always the case. So,
Last text here, quick answer. Sure. Kudos to both of our senators for not caving like their so-called leader McConnell. Shame on Rhino John Thune. This was supposed to be the hill we'd die on lifting the debt ceiling. And obviously, Mitch McConnell is seen as blinking. You didn't go along with the blink. Talk about why.
So, first of all, I didn't agree with the decision to blink. I'm not saying that situations don't change, that the ground doesn't shift. It does. And the hill to die on, of course, people have different views of that. I could go. It'd be a very long answer, and maybe we can get to it some other time. But because there are plenty of reasons. The problem is, I think we could have gone longer. I agree. I want to be careful, though, those 10 or 11 members who voted for it were put in a very difficult position, including John Thune, who is, as you know, the number two senator in the Republican conference. That comes with some responsibility.
And obviously this fight isn't going anywhere. The debate continues. It's just been kicked down the road a little bit. We got to fight. Thanks, Senator. Out of time today. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.